Yaakov Mo'oid Vayetzer Loi Vayachaz is the Omer Shavitov and the Kodim and the Sapok of Agmar Mishnei Machanos. The Pasuk says that Yaakov was very, very afraid. And Hiro Yaakov Mo'oid, he was very afraid, very nervous, very scared. Vayetzer Loi, the Pasuk says he had even more fear. Bothered even more tremendously. What are these two lashonos? Vayira, vayetzer. Rashi comments: Vayira, shema yehoreg. Vayetzer loy, v'miyareg hu esachem. The pasuk says that Yaakov was very worried. Maybe he will be killed now. Chas v'shalom, Esav's coming after him to kill him. Esav's coming with 400 men. To wipe Yaakov off the map. So he's afraid. So says the pasuk by Yetzer Loi. He has even a bigger fear. What's his even bigger fear? Shem Yarek Huesachem. He's going to kill somebody else. Kliya Tshuma. The Forshim asked the question. The Forshim asked a very strong question over here. What is Yaakov worried that he's going to kill somebody else? Hello, the Aloch is, Habol Horkha, Yahashkin Baharga, Furish Gemar and Sanhedrin. Somebody that comes to kill you, you're allowed to kill him? So all the Mephoshim look at the side, and since the Chom brings down the Mephoshim, he asks the question, Habol Horkha, Hashkin Baharga. So what Rashi says, he's worried he's going to kill somebody else. He has had to kill somebody else. What's the problem? So first we go in the whole pshat. It says, Shem Yisgiyar HaGas HaChayrim. The pshat in HaChayrim is that Enoch HaNavi Esav was coming to kill him. But the Gabay, the HaChayrim, it says Shem Yisgiyar HaChayrim, you want to say. I want to say pshat. HaChayrim is that Esav's men. Esav's men were really coming to kill him. Esav was the one who wanted to take vengeance against Yaakov, because he stole the Bechor. The men were coming to kill his children. There, he's not able to hold it, to kill somebody else. The Allah over there is you're not allowed to kill the person. You first have to try to stop them with Be'echa Me'evorav. You have to try to stop them in a different way. If you can't stop them, you're allowed to kill them. You see somebody running after somebody, you see Chas V'Shalom, someone running after somebody to kill him. So the halacha is you're not allowed to kill him first. You first have to shoot him in the leg. Try to stop it. If you see that there's no other way to do it, so okay. So the first one to say, that's the pshat. Acherim means, maybe the kill Acherim means that Klapi, the 400 men, he's not a din of a nir, there's not a brother Horkha. He's not a din of a brother Horkha, Hashkim Horkha. Ella, he's just a matzil over them. He's there to save. Klapi didn't hat sola, he has to medakdek. He's not medakdek, according to the Rambam. And Ratzeh Shmir's Nefesh, if he's not medaktik, on a matzil, he wants to save a nirda from a roidev, he's not medaktik, he doesn't try to stop him first, he just kills him straight out. He's chayav ben avshad. So therefore, they want to say that's the b'shan over here, copy everybody else, that's what Shem Yarg is achayav. That's the pshat from the Agraria, I think. I think in the dikta, Allah Shem Yarg is achayav, is mashmer stam achayav, includes everybody. And the Chayra, we could say a svara that. Even if it's copy everybody else, but it's his children, and a person's boho, a person's very nervous about his children, Chas V'Shalom, being run after. So it could be the svar that over there, just what we found about Machteres, over there, he might try to stop them, try to stop you, so it is Bar L'Harukha, and therefore, the Teres will be arguing it's beer. But I wanted to say maybe a pshat, and I think it has a lot, very Korv La'emes, so by side. It's more of a musa daher, but I think it has a lot of meaning to us and to everybody. In Yaharag es Acherim, it could be very well. Ein hochinami. The halach is habo lechorcha hashkin v'horcha. The halach is if somebody's coming to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. That's the halach. However, Yaakov Avinu was very, very worried that we'd have to come on to the midah of chas v'shalom killing somebody. Even though he has a head to the kill. Why is that? We know the famous Yisoy that we've mentioned a few times. I heard from my yeshivas, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, this Yisoy based on Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Plus it tells us that the story of the Ir HaNidachas, the halacha is there's an Ir HaNidachas, a city that worships Avodah Zarah. The halacha is that you have to wipe out the whole city. You have to wipe out the whole city, men, women, and children. If the whole city, or the majority of the city, worships Avodah Zarah, you got to wipe it and wipe them out. And the Torah HaKadosh in that parasha of the Ir HaNidachas tells us, after the parasha, the Torah gives a bracha. The Torah gives a bracha to the people who go out and kill all the people of the city. The Torah gives a bracha. Hashem will give you rachamim and have mercy on you, and v'rachecha, Hashem will give you brachas and mercy on you. In fact, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what do we need this bracha for? It says the Aruch Chaim an amazing Yisoy to us, an unbelievable, fascinating Yisoy. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says a big Yisoy. He says that the nature is that when somebody does a cruel act, it causes inside the person's nature, it changes the person's nature, and it makes an impression on his nature that he becomes cruel. And he says, if you want to go find out this truth, says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, go to the terrorists. He said, he doesn't say go to the terrorists, he says, Kimo Kata Terroristim. And you see that how they train them to have no rachamim. They go and rip off limbs, and they kill chas v'shalom. They go and do things with animals. They kill them without any mercy. And slowly, after doing it many times, they're totally oblivious to racham, to mercy. And they can go chas v'shalom and do this terrible act without having any mercy. How can they do it? The nature of a human being is to have mercy. God's people were created in the image of Hashem. Everybody. A certain image. Natural person's nature is to be merciful. But if a person commits an act or trains himself in the act of cruelty, after a while, he'll have hashpa on the person and he will become a cruel person. Says Aruch Chaim, this is a fact known by the terrorists. Chaim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Aruch Chaim, an unbelievable chiddush. The parasha of Ir HaNidachas. I heard this many times when the Shiva's at top. The parasha of Ir HaNidachas. The Torah has to give a special bracha after the parasha of Ir HaNidachas. Why? Because there we were creating a cruel act. They were wiping out the men, women, and children. They were doing the Torah's mitzvah. It's only B'chish Zorah Chaim. Kodesh Baruch Hu would save them to do it. But since they were doing a cruel act of killing men, women, and children, if not for the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasuch harachamim, they would have developed a nature of cruelty. See that, we can understand, maybe that's Pshan, this Rashi over here. Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu is worried, Shema Yarevachem, could be as a head to do it. But that's not going to take away of the development of a cruel nature inside Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had worked to perfect his midos. He worked to be the ultimate Benol Mamokom, Benol Havero, the ultimate merciful person, the ultimate caring person, the ultimate person that shows what it means to respect somebody else. And if he's going to go out now and kill Esav, Beheta, in self-defense, in an act of self-defense, but he's going to kill somebody, Yaakovino was warned that his midos, his characteristic traits, would be tainted in somewhat, that he would develop a nature for cruelty. So Yaakovino, that was, he was more worried more than getting killed. Yaakovino was worried that his midos would be tainted, his perfection that he worked so many years on his midos would be affected in the smallest way by him killing the Heter, Esav, that approached. That's the emes, the taich, and Rashi, Shema Yargas Achayim, because you have to understand, of course, that the obvious actuation, how much they worked on their midos, and especially the midah of Rachamim, to learn how to be merciful on a person, because our job in this world, Rabbi Yisrael, is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael, the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Midas HaRachamim. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great midas HaRachamim. Ibrahim created this world with rachamim. And mercy is the midah that we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're merciful on people, on animals, or whatever it is. And from here we see a tremendous zahra boisa. That when we do cruel acts towards people, it doesn't have to be to that late, to that extent of killing, but we do cruel acts. When you train yourself to be cruel, when you train yourself not to be caring, you develop a nature for it. And then Chas v'Shalom, who knows what it could lead to. That Govina was worried in self-defense, beheted. And the terrorist gives a head that I'm supposed to do it. But if Chas v'Shalom, he'll do it, the service will cover, who knows what we might do. Took the inner sanctuary, the inner midos, exactly of you, and this is something that we have to understand so well, but we have to work on ourselves, our midos, to perfection, but even more, how far we have to stay away from acts of cruelty, from acts of causing pain to others, we talk about it many times in yeshiva, the cheshivas of not causing pain to somebody, chutz from the fact that emes causing sad to somebody is one of the most terrible things of us, we know, terrible. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back terrible. We spoke in Shmuzin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back very strong. But Chas v'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes sara. But more than when you go and cause sara, when you cause pain to somebody, you participate in a cruel act. And that could be moiled. That could, you could develop inside you an act of cruelty, an act for to be a cruel person. And this is the most terrible, as the Chor Chaim writes over here, that a person knows that the only way that he can be stoted, he can be soaked to the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Midas HaRachamim. We know, everybody knows that Midas HaDin, we're not holding on that level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes straight with Lola. The only way Hashem, we can be soaked to have the brachas of Hashem, the Shefa Toiv, is Midas HaRachamim. The Nosan L'chol Rachamim V'Yichamcha, Hashem has to give us Rahm that He can have enough mercy on us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Midas HaKadosh Baruch, and therefore a person wants to have bracha in this world. A person wants to have Shefa Toiv from Hashem. A person wants to have Atzlacha. Hashem is not going to give you Atzlacha. He has to give you a bracha for it. How do you get that bracha? You're going with Midas HaDin, you're not going to be need Midas HaRachamim. Oh, but it's a Kal Godol. If you are not a Merachim, if you're a cruel person, if you learn to cause pain to someone, Hashem is knowing Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's V'Nosan L'Chol Rachamim, says the Pasuk over there. Hashem will give you a bet, V'Richamcha, and he'll give you a bracha. And therefore, the voice said, how far does a person have to distance himself from causing any sort of pain to somebody else? It can be in the smallest way. A person comes in the middle of the night to his room, and his friend, his two roommates are sleeping. They're sleeping already for an hour. He walks in there, and okay, he tries his best. His friend roommates are lights, he tries his best. Okay, but he comes in, he turns on lights, he bangs, he makes noise. That's cruelty. Cruelty. That's cruelty. Where's your rachamim? The guy's trying to sleep, he's sleeping for an hour. He's not going to be able to learn tomorrow. His whole day will be ruined. Where's your feelings? Where's your feelings? And I'm talking about Shabbat here. This is something to give out to you, to friends in other places. But where's the person's feeling? It's an act of cruelty, for example. You're going to town and you're going in to eat, what's it called? Eat supper. And Baruch Hashem, the man achai v'reyai. The man achai v'reyai. Getting everybody, you know, out of your way so you can get your food. And then you go over and you take, well, you know, I'm taking for Jamie Azulay. That yeshiva 4 years of that. I'm taking for him, you know, and you take four portions, and you take some coleslaw, looks like Mount Everest, how much coleslaw you took, and there's a little bit left. The boy says, and after a guy comes back late, he didn't get supper. This guy, Baruch Hashem, you know, he's a growing boy, and had to take a lot of stuff. One on top, service shall go. No one has, either God does not have food. It's an act of cruelty. Puts in the act of, you know, it's an act of cruelty. You're causing pain when people don't have food. Puts in the selfishness, it's a divishness. Or the cruelty, being cruel. Other people need food. And you don't care. You don't give a darn, as they say, about somebody else. So chutz from that's an act now, but you're creating in yourself a nature for a person to become a cruel person. And that's very dangerous. Because everybody, first of all, no one wants to be known as a cruel person. Everybody wants to be a good person, but chutz from that, you want to have bizurcha to the racham of Hashem. It's not shayach, so don't have bizurcha. The person's not a racham. Yaakov Avinu was much more worried of being, of killing somebody and getting killed himself. Better to be killed than have to kill somebody else. That's what it comes out. Why? Because if he kills somebody, even beheta in self defense, he has to do it. But his midas will be tainted. His midas of rachamim will be tainted. And Yaakov didn't want to stay far. So Yaakov in the davens, Yetzaloi, he davens afterwards that he shouldn't have to come on to it. He doesn't have to kill. He doesn't have to be killed. He won't be killed. He's not killed. And this way he can remain perfection. He perfect his midas of rachamim. You have to be cruel, Rabbi Yisai. You have to work on that. We have to understand, and to think, Rabbi Yisai, to be considerate, to think into everybody's what's going on in their lives, and to have racham and midas hamercy and beschuzek and racham al abriyos and racham al shemayim. So, racham al shemayim. Mashiach sikein and heir.